Our friend Emily Burke is joining me on the other end of the line this morning. Hi, Emily. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Emily with Walker's Bluff. Before I get to the part of why I asked you to join me this morning, I want to start with Walker's Bluff and what they want to do when it comes to gambling. Because when I, well, you were there when I recently met Cindy Bunch and had you both in the studio saying, look, we can go build a resort, we can build a pool, but we need to have something more. We need to have a real destination type of element. And Cindy and thinks that gambling's that item.
That's right, Tom. Cindy's from Cambria, and she moved back into the area after being very successful nationwide and wanted to come back home and build something great. And so about 8 years ago, they built Walker's Bluff. It's grown to about 200 employees today. But Cindy and her husband, David, have recognized that they'll need something to stabilize Walker's Bluff for the future, for those employees there, and to actually, you know, help them realize this project as a benefit to Southern Illinois, which they care very deeply about. And so she looked into various models, and for a conference center, it turns out that one of the things that you need to offer in order to be considered among the best in the country and be part of this $1 billion-a-year industry is gaming. So it's not just about gaming expansion. This is about becoming competitive in a market by bringing a conference center to Southern Illinois and kind of blending that into all of the offerings we have here so that people can come here for their business but also experience some great parts of the Midwest.
What is Walker's Bluff anticipating that if they got what they wanted when it comes to gaming, which we'll talk about in a couple of moments, what is the projected number of employees that would be resulted if gaming is brought in on the levels that you want to accomplish there?
Sure. So immediately about 1,250 construction workers would have jobs for as long as 5 years, and I've divided out, you know, the millions of dollars they'd be bringing home in paychecks. It's about $50 million when you divide that up. These are very, very good-paying construction jobs. And then after that, an additional 800 on top of the 200 they have. So about 1,000 full-time employees in all when you combine the winery and the various venues.
I've only been to two casinos. It's weird when you envision something, you know, but the first time was, of course, probably it was with most people. It was the riverboat. All right, and I got a kind of thing there, and I'm going, this is what it is. I mean, being, you know, from Southern Illinois and not seeing gambling in any form, right? And then I went to St. Louis to whatever it is, that's not the Four Seasons, whatever it is, the Lumiere, right? That's my first time I was ever in a casino, Emily. And I was like, wow, this is kind of interesting. This is big money. And what I noticed was whenever I took time to speak to people who were there, they were all traveling. They were going from one place to another, and then others were there because it was a destination. There was about three different conferences that were going on, and I could see, you know, their names, and they were here for the whatever teachers and accounting conference. I mean, this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about a casino as much as the ability to it's another asset that drives people and makes you a destination. But when people choose to, say, a conference for Certified Public Accountants of America, that you want to be included in that search, and that this is why the gambling.
That's right. And, you know, when you're picturing what Walker's Bluff will be like and what Southern Illinois will look like, this is not a building with blinking lights and a field. We're talking about a great resort that blends in with the natural beauty, emphasizes some of the best offerings we have in the entire region, not just this very small parcel of land. But also, you want to picture the indoor-outdoor water park. I mean, that's not something someone thinks of when they think of gambling, of course. So that's why this is a resort project, Tom, and the gaming is just a small piece of it, but an important part to make us competitive on a national level.
And it was interesting, whenever I was recently, I got to have dinner with Emily and Cindy and David and Chris not long ago. And Cindy Bunch brought up, says, you have to understand what we need for this to work is people need to have a reason to be here. And she specifically brought up Mike Pinto and the Southern Illinois Miners, that how important it was to see them succeed because she wanted her guests, if they built this resort, to have a lot of different options. It was kind of interesting that here she is thinking about somebody else. But here's the question. On Monday of this week, Tuesday of this week, speaking with State Representative Brandon Phelps and talking about the upcoming session. And he specifically talked about gaming expansion in the upcoming session and Walker's Bluff. And I did not poke him at that. He brought that up of his own accord. That this is one of the items that were being looked at in Springfield for this session. What do the owners of Walker Bluff need the legislation to legislators to do to allow this five-year resort plan to begin?
You know, we're very glad to have Representative Phelps' support on this project. And we've heard from other legislators as well that they've received some calls inquiring about their position on gaming expansion and some other possibilities throughout the state. And these are possibilities up north. And our legislators have taken the position that gambling is not their first stop when it comes to revenue generation. But if there is something like this, they would definitely want to see Southern Illinois included in this, and that would be the condition they would have going forward with that.
But what is it we need them to say? Where do they sign off? What do they say is okay? Is it just gambling expansion as a whole? Is it a number of gambling licenses that are allowed to be issued? What is it exactly that you want the legislators to do?
We need the legislators to approve a casino license for Walker's Bluff and to put that in with all of their other considerations, and to not weigh the bill down so much with a piece of this and a piece of that. I'm sure that they're very excited when legislation starts to move after this, a famine, really, of action in government. But we want them to consider the economic stability of our region, the opportunity for us to develop our tourism aspect, and, of course, to get in on this conference center market.
Now, I'm kind of curious how they respond because, when you said it, the minute you said it, I was like, when they see something moving, they start tagging on, we want, X millions of dollars for, butterfly research. That you want a clean bill to just allow it through. But chances are, if you somebody down here says, the Southern Illinois delegation wants the Walker's Bluff, well, then we'll need a couple of things for Chicago.
Think we've done such a great idea making sure that regionally that these legislators have come to see this project as something that's embraced. We've given them copies of resolutions that represent over 86 municipalities, cities, and townships in the region that are all for this. Southern Illinois is definitely saying, we see that this is about us. It's about us as a whole, and that this project has a way of benefiting the entire region. Mm. Sorry to interrupt, Tom. We just get really excited when it comes to thinking about things regionally again.
Yeah, and there is that regional aspect as well. Well, I guess we'll find out next week. But, you use the word, and I'm probably going to steal it, Emily, famine. Because I find that oddly accurate, but it's feast or famine, and we can only hope that at least there's at least a small brunch coming up in the session with a lot of different answers for questions, and this is one among many, and where it's at in priorities and whether it can be accomplished. All these things have to be balanced out. So I assume you and other representatives of Walker's Bluff are going to be spending some time in Springfield explaining this to some of the new legislators.
Absolutely. And so far, we found them to be extremely supportive and excited about the opportunity. They know that this doesn't come along very often. Something that I wanted to emphasize today, Tom, because we get asked this question a lot, we're always saying, our decision is somewhere behind the state budget or it's in the revenue part. And we get some questions from people that say, but wait a minute, are you spending tax dollars on this? And we want to let them know that we are not asking for tax money to build this. We talk about billions of dollars and we throw around large numbers. I want to make sure that they realize that we're not petitioning our government for money just for an opportunity to get building and to produce some revenue for our area.
Yeah, good point, Emily. And thank you. Emily Burke, Walker's Bluff. You can hold tight for a second. That'd be a great help there. Okay. 732 News Radio WJPF. I just received a note. There's been a wreck on I-57. Northbound lanes affected just north of West Frankfort. The West Frankfort exit, and it is down to one lane.